You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, Madison's Latino Chamber of Commerce has a new program to help Spanish speakers start their own businesses. We get the details.
First, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says its budget shortfall could be fixed temporarily by raising fees for hunting and fishing licenses, in addition to new fees for other outdoor activities.
The DNR outlined other alternatives to solving the budget problem, including new efforts to attract more people to hunting and fishing in Wisconsin. These ideas are all part of a report mandated by the state legislature and Governor Scott Walker.
George Meyer joins us now. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation and former secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. George, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you very much, Veronica.
Well, what's your reaction about this DNR plan to consider hiking some fees for hunting and fishing licenses along with some other fees?
Well, I'll start by saying this report that the Department of Natural Resources put out is probably the most excellent report I've read about funding for fish and wildlife in the state. Really a great job. Very thorough. They have shown, or in great data showing, that they have about a $5 million shortfall in what's called a fish and wildlife account. Now, that's the account that funds all fish management in the state, wildlife management, and the state's conservation warden program. And they haven't had a fee, any significant fee increase for over 10 years now, probably a dozen years now.
Right, that's a long time. Why haven't fees increased since then?
Well, you know, the legislature and the governor have not been supportive of fee increases, and hopefully that'll change. But DNR obviously had to, costs went up, and they've had the shortfall for many years, and they ended up having to cut over that period of time about 130 positions in the fish management program, wildlife management, law enforcement, research, and other support programs that support those programs. And that has really had an impact on the services that sportsmen and women and other outdoor recreational users have seen over the last dozen years.
So are you in support of raising some of these fees?
Yes, and you know, I represent, as you indicated, the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation. We have supported additional funding for the Fish and Wildlife account for years. And the surveys, you know, the DNR surveys in this that they have had that are in the report show that there is a support for increasing hunting and fishing fees. You know, sportsmen are willing to pay their own way. It's been a dozen years. Cost on everything, whether it's your pickup truck or your firearm or your fishing rods, everything is going up. Obviously, those costs have gone up for the DNR. And we want to continue having, you know, really a good fishing, hunting in the state. To do that, we know it's going to cost us some more. So some reasonable fees, I think, would be supported by a majority of state hunters and anglers in the state.
We're talking with George Meyer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, former Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. We're talking about the DNR's proposal to raise fees to help solve a budget shortfall. And there are some critics, though, George, who say that raising fees like this could have a chilling effect on the number of people who decide to practice these sports. And we're already seeing a decline, for instance, in the number of people who want to hunt. So isn't raising fees going to make things even less palatable to people who want to start?
No, let me put it in perspective. Don't say putting a $2 or $3 increase or onto a hunting and fishing or a hunting license, as an example, is not going to deter very many hunters. And in fact, there has been a decrease in hunters over the years, but that has very little to do with the cost of the license. It's because of demographics. The baby boom generation, people are starting to get out of hunting, and that was the larger numbers we had 20 years ago were as a result of, you know, that big influx of the baby boom generation. That generation is fading out. And so you're going to see a reduced number of hunters, and that's what we're seeing now. And that has little to do with the license fee increase. It might have some very marginal impacts, but not very much. And candidly, hunters and anglers want to have good wildlife management, fisheries management. But the report also addresses another issue. There's other people that benefit from the wildlife areas, the fishery areas, and the services conservation wardens produce and carry out. So there is a call for looking at, for instance, putting a fee on for people that go on to state wildlife areas or fishery areas for other purposes. And I always give the example. There's no hunting season open in the summer. But if you go past many wildlife areas in July, you'll see cars parked there. And they're doing many things, maybe bird watching. They may be running their dogs or just taking a hike through there. And there is good information to support the need for other people that use these services to also contribute. And that'll help make up for the loss of hunters over the years. And by the way, anglers, the number of anglers in the state is not decreasing. And I don't think that trend will be a trend to have reduced anglers in the state.
In Wisconsin, as you were saying, it's a prime destination for outdoor sports recreation, and it brings in big tourist dollars, too. Do you think there's a danger that Wisconsin could lose its footing there if it doesn't get a better foundation on the financial aspect of natural resources management?
That is really an excellent point, Veronica. You know, this state, whether it's for a hunting game or fisheries, we draw in tremendous people in the state for hunting and fishing. And even set aside sort of the game aspect of it, Wisconsin is second in the nation in the number of people that come in the state for bird watching. 400,000 people a year, second only to Florida.
Wow.
And that's why you need good management of our lands and habitat, whether it's your forest or uplands or your lakes, to have bring in those tourist dollars.
Now, looking at the decline of people who are going out hunting, do you think that chronic wasting disease has anything to do with that and the way that the state has chosen to manage that?
It truly did the first few years when it was discovered in southwestern Wisconsin. And there were probably some number, it may have been, a significant number of people that quit hunting as a result of that. That's not continuing. We may have lost those people permanently, but it's not showing to be a continuing increase of impact on the number of hunters in the state from the data I've seen. And the key there is if people do have concerns about if they hunt in an area where there's chronic wasting disease, the state makes available at low or no cost or low cost testing that can be done on the animals, and that's what I've done over the years since I hunt in areas that are close to or now within the chronic wasting disease zone.
And, George, as we start to wrap up here, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said lawmakers are open to the idea of splitting the DNR into, I think it is, two separate agencies. And this is an idea that has been discussed on and off for a few years now. What do you make of this idea?
Well, actually, the proposal on the table was worse than two agencies. The proposal that Representative Jarko has brought forward to the governor and the legislature splits it into five agencies. And I can tell you, and I think every other person that's ever had a major responsibility of leading the Department of Natural Resources will tell you, these issues go together. Forestry and wildlife, there's wildlife that has to be managed in forest lands. The forestry people do the timber management on wildlife lands. Water quality is critical to fisheries, and so it's important to have the fish managers have direct within the agency contact with water quality people. And the water quality people depend on fish management for observations that they need to do their job. The interrelationship of all these programs is numerous. There's probably about 50 or 60 examples I could give you. And it's an integrated natural resources agency, which makes it more effective and cost efficient than splitting into five agencies, or difficulty of coordination, increased cost because you're going to have more people. There's going to be increased cost over time as people in other agencies get classification increases. As an example, the Division of Tourism would grow about ninefold. So you're going to have everybody that's involved in management over there get a significant pay increase. So it is a terrible idea for natural resources management in the state.
George, thanks a lot for joining us.
Good to talk to you, Veronica.
That was George Meyer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation and former Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. He was with us there to talk about the DNR's proposal to raise fees to help solve a budget shortfall.